At least 14 people have died across three states. And in California, the Creek Fire in the Sierra National Forest has forced 45,000 residents to evacuate over the past week. Some of the very first to leave their homes were in the tiny town of Big Creek, California. Toby Waite joins us now. He's a Big Creek resident and the principal of the local elementary school. Toby, I know you've just lost your home. I'm so sorry to be talking to you under these circumstances, but can you just tell me what happened as that fire approached and you were evacuated?
Yeah, no, certainly. You know, the fire started Friday evening, and it was just a little smoke chimney. But as the night grew on, embers started to fly. Early Saturday morning, the volunteer fire department and the county sheriff department came through and informed us that we had to evacuate. To evacuate out of town, there's one road in, essentially one road out, and it's 4 miles straight uphill cut into the side of a cliff. So as we were evacuating at 4:30 in the morning, we had a caravan of 50 to 60 cars. Residents were pulling trailers and boats out of Big Creek, and we're going up this one-lane road, praying that equipment would not be coming down the road to fight the fire.
That was about a week ago. You've been in Fresno with family since then, but I understand also you just got back into town to see the destruction. I mean, what does it look like? What's left of Big Creek?
Half our town is gone. It is certainly gut-wrenching to go back, but that is our new reality. And, you know, and I've told my families that have lost their homes, you know, we are not going to become victims of this fire. We are going to rise above it. And, you know, when I look back at Big Creek, is it terrible? Absolutely. It will be months before we are allowed back in. And to understand Big Creek, it truly is a community. I call it Mayberry. It's a throwback to the 50s. And it's just this truly incredible community. We've lost so much. It's devastating. We are going to need a lot of assistance moving forward. However, we're going to stay positive. We're going to rise. And we're truly a blessed community.
Toby, I admire your optimism. I truly do. How do you do that? How do you feel that way when you go back to your home and you see it in ashes?
It's all about attitude. We all need that grieving period to look at where our home stood, where our children grew up. But we also have to look to the future. What we make of that new reality is completely up to us.
But what about this school year? I mean, as if 2020 wasn't hard enough, you know, what's ahead for the school year, for your kids, for the teachers, for...
That is such a great question. We were hoping we were going to have our waiver to return back to in-person instruction this week. And of course, that has changed. So we're starting distance learning on Monday. We are out delivering new computers, laptops, and Chromebooks to our students today who left them, either we lost them to the fire or when they evacuated, they left them at home. School starts Monday morning, 8:30. We are going to get back after it. We have to.
You expect people to be there, ready to go.
I expect them to be there, ready to go. And I think for kids, they need to get back to their normal routines. The last 6 months have been incredibly difficult. We cannot let, you know, a coronavirus, a fire affect our future.
You say half the town is gone. What
Correct.
About the people? I mean, it must be miraculous. You described the evacuation. Are you surprised that with the destruction of this fire that nobody's died?
It is. I'm surprised the whole town is not gone. The fire, as we saw it coming and from the photographs, tell you what, the men and women, firefighters, did just an incredible job. And, you know, today being 9/11, I reflect on this as we saw the images of New York City as people were fleeing, fire personnel were going into these buildings. As we were fleeing Big Creek, people were coming in. They do not know us, yet here they are coming in, putting their lives on the line to save a home, a house. It blows my mind. And we have a lot of big asks coming up on how people can support us. This is a marathon, and we haven't even started the race. We're not even to the start line yet.
Toby, to that point, people like me are just sort of helplessly watching from afar as we, you know, hear stories from people like you, as we see images of an orange, ominous sky in San Francisco, you know, California, Oregon, Washington, all burning. you're living this firsthand. You know, what's your message to the rest of us?
Well, to the rest of us, we want to look at and say this is climate change or this is global warming. Are those two? Yes, I believe in global warming. Yes, I believe in climate change. But at the end of the day, this is lack of management. Southern California Edison, which we are a company town, when you get to the Edison land, it is pristine. It is beautiful. It is still there. The fire went around Edison land, and it burnt everything else, publicly managed lands. And I really think, how do we get through this, and how do we avoid people having to experience this again, is to really begin to have this conversation of following science. You know, with the COVID pandemic, where it's preached to us, listen to the science. And I think when it comes to our national forests, we have to listen to the science. These are not climate fires. These are lack of human intervention fires.
Toby Waite lost his home to the Creek Fire in Big Creek, California. Toby, I'm sorry. Best of luck to you as you try to get this school year underway. We appreciate your time.
I appreciate it and helping to share our story. Thank you.